It's the Daily Talk Show, episode 647.
What's happening, guys? What's going on? Happy Tuesday. What is happening?
Have you already lost count on what day it is?
Is it Tuesday? Shit. What is
that? That is. It is. But I feel is quite hard to work out what day it is at the moment.
I mean, yeah. I mean, I've been thrown into a whirlwind with Bodhi and I at home.
Just well, we had to delay the episode because Bodhi asked if you could wipe his asshole. That's his words.
He used the term asshole. I appreciate that he uses the technical term asshole. Mm-hmm. But yes, I did have to wipe his asshole. Have you been wiping anyone's asshole today?
No. That's sort of, I've made my baked eggs. Yeah, wipe my own asshole. Yeah. Thank you. Made my baked eggs, went on the Shakti mat. Things are good.
Yeah. And we've got George joining us today. He's bunkered in at the office.
Mm-hmm. Holding the fort.
How's it going at the office, George?
It's good. Yeah, it's pretty fun. I feel bad holding the fort.
When you say holding the fort, it's sort of, for some reason, that's quite unnerving.
Yeah. No, I'm holding the fort. It's good. I've kept everything clean. I've wiped everything down.
Are you pulling our leg?
Legitimately.
Where did you find any sanitizing products in that office?
Oh, just
in the kitchen?
Just the, how's the kitchen looking? Kitchen's great. It's, it never looks better.
The thing is, we got it pretty clean before we vacated to our home setups. Mm-hmm. This morning I went for a drive. I wanted to drive Amy to work. She's still having to work. Crazy. Another story. But we decided to go for a drive and we drove to Centrelink, which Bodhi and I was like,
goodbye.
We're gonna go have a look at, see if there's a line at Centrelink. And mate, it was ginormous. It looked like the opening of Krispy Kreme, but not as satisfying at the end of it.
Or satisfying if you get some cash.
Well, I mean, you get cash, but you're still in a situation.
Yeah.
You're still in a situation. I mean, I got real dark last night. I was working out how much money we have and how long we can last. Mm. And when you really sort of go there, it's hard. Like I don't think we do this enough. Like, when was the last time you looked at your own personal finances and thought, how long until all of this money runs out and I have 0 cents to my name?
Whenever someone does a budget, they're always counting on having a salary.
The biggest shift is
it's like everyone was surviving. They were all surviving fine. But then when you take out the money bit, like they're actually receiving money, that's where it becomes a problem.
Yeah, I kind of looked at it as plan A, plan B, plan C, plan D. Plan D being the dire straits, the zero job, zero money, mm-hmm. before you look at any help. And usually you don't ever do that because it's like, it's not that productive. You should focus on like, well, if plan A doesn't work, there's another way to make the money and, survive. And usually it's like, I'll just get a job. It's like, I'm trying this new startup or I'm doing this new business. I can always fall back on working somewhere. And like at the moment, that isn't necessarily people's options of just being able to get a job somewhere.
If we had to look at the jobs, sort of essential jobs, and we had to pick one that we sort of applied for a job in that area, what do you think, TJ, you would go for? I'm guessing the cop. You mentioned cops.
Cops, yeah. I mean, hard time to be a cop. Like, you interacting with a lot of people is not what I wanted. I think, Josh, you and I were speaking about, like, the business as usual in 6 months' time, if that becomes a thing, right? Mm-hmm. People's way of living or viewing, interacting with other people, like maybe that, the social distancing becomes a new normal where, you're not just going to a nightclub, mate. Actually, you probably still will be if they open nightclubs up. But, like just making out with randos or getting close with, someone on a date. Like, it's so bizarre to think of where it can shift. In answer to your question, I mean, I always saw the, and I think it's probably creme of the crop, right? The dudes.
The Bud Low.
No, no. The dudes who are driving the sand, the beach sweepers, and they do it early morning, and they are in there. They got the headphones on, the heater, and they're just combing the sand. Like, that would be, you're by yourself, you're in there. But I think to get to that, you know, it's probably a pecking order, you know, to get any of those positions. But I think Coles, working at Coles, I saw a funny meme yesterday or something like, you know, teachers told you off in class for not listening and said you'd be packing shelves for the rest of your life. And then it's like packing shelves is the top now in the future.
George, have you thought about this? What would your, you know, if you couldn't edit anymore, what you'd do?
I always wanted to be a firefighter. But it's pretty gruesome work. I didn't realize. Like, they're the guys who get called out to the car accidents and stuff, and like, you know, people getting hit by trains and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Ambos are there to work on people that are still alive, I'm pretty sure. But if you're squashed by a car, yeah, that's when the fireys come in. So
the fireys are also first responders for cardiac arrests as well. So they do, they're well equipped, the fireys.
And so then, so you're not going to do that, George? So what is it going to be?
You have to choose one right now.
Tram driver.
Do you reckon people are going to go on?
Actually, no, I've changed my mind. Because I would do that if you could listen to podcasts or something, but you probably can't.
No.
So what are you going to do?
I mean, nurse, maybe.
Oh, yeah. That'd be cool. What do you need to do to be a nurse? Yeah, you'd be a great nurse.
Yeah, you would.
Thanks.
That's okay. I mean it. I want you looking after me if I get sick.
Definitely.
Sam, what would you do?
Maybe a postman.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
I think that'd be good because it'd be pretty chill on the motorbike.
What about a courier? Would you?
No, I think postman's probably better. I think I'd want
the
bike.
Handle the letters. You can only handle the small envelopes.
No, but I think the bike's a fun bit because you can send that down the roads. Like, it's all the roads are empty. So,
but motorbikes aren't a thing. Like posty motorbikes, are they still a thing?
Yeah.
Because I'm
in inner suburbs.
Yeah.
They're all like bikes. I just assumed that this was the new norm.
I mean, in Bulleen, I saw a guy yesterday, Bodie and I walked to the shops. I decided to go on like a longer walk to the other shops to get our stuff, to do a bit of exercise because I've been lazy as fuck. And we walked past a postie that had like one of the pushers. And so he's on foot and there was a lot of post that he had equipped. But dude, that was the biggest nightmare. Just quickly took his pram. We opted for a $15 pram. It was a pusher. So it's like when they grow older, kids don't need the full size pram that you have when they're babies. And so we bought this cheap little shitty one that
$15.
$15, mate. It's
because you hear people spending hundreds of dollars.
Well, so yeah, we did that.
It's just like
at the start.
Super is it the safety equivalent of just riding a motorbike? Like, is he
No, it's no frills. Do you remember as a kid, you would have been in one. They're just like,
you just can't stop suddenly, or he'll be decapitated.
Mate, here's what happens. I was walking back, and this place is probably 2 km away from my house. I'm about sort of 1K away, and a wheel blows out, and I've got two heavy bags of shopping. I've got Bodie's scooter and Bodie, and now I've got a broken pram, and so Bodie has to walk, and we're on a main road, and it's dangerous. And then Bodie falls over and smashes his face. And now he looks like he's got a little Hitler moustache because he's got a graze just below his nose. And he's screaming and, you know, bleeding. And I'm just, oh, mate, I nearly lost it. I'm so
What did you do at the moment? How didn't you lose it?
Well, the confronting of the losing it bit was, losing it would have looked like me just smashing that pram against the wall and walking off and leaving it there. And I was like, that's too much of a Gronk move to leave a broken pram on the side of the, like, I saw an abandoned house. I'm like, I'm fucking throwing this thing.
Had you just bought the pram, the pusher?
No, it's like a couple of months. We never use it though, because he's.
And sometimes I painted the picture in my head that you went to the shops, bought the $15 pusher, and then on the way home, it fucked up. And I was like, you know what? This doesn't make sense.
So you went to Audi. I probably could have bought one at Audi.
Definitely. Yeah.
There was all sorts of shit going on there. Bought a $14 bottle of Pinot Noir from the Yarra Glen.
Oh, yeah. And you're going to have that on Friday?
No, I had it already last night by the fire.
Oh, so nice.
Amy got home from work. I broke it. I feel like I'm a, stay-at-home dad, just chilling with Bodie all day. And then I'm drinking at 4.
Perfect.
But me and Bodie had a fire for four hours yesterday.
How much wood does that require?
No wonder why you needed the wood that I gave you.
We did a stick hunt. Stick hunt. That's what I say to Buddy. Let's go for a stick hunt. And so we got some twigs and a few bits, and then Mason topped me up today. Anyway, Josh, what would you choose? What occupation would your soft hands apply yourself to? Very soft industry, obviously.
Yeah, I'm just trying to think.
Now, you'd be the web guy at some kind of hospital.
Yeah, I'd probably. If times were tough, I'd probably all of a sudden become religious and just get some sort of church job to being the AV guy.
True, but fun. I mean, churches are in a pickle.
Yeah, like churches are closed as well.
A lot of Amy's friends work for Hillsong.
Yeah,
for Hillsong. What are they doing? They're at home. I know Nick, he's at home at the moment with his fam. And so, mate, there's no services on that are in person, so...
Just that's have the to weird find thing one about of those sects with a lot of money. What? The cashed up church. The sects. Sects, not sex. Sects.
S-E-C-T-S.
That's all sects. I heard, sex.
Well, that industry would be down too.
What, just the
sex
whole,
industry?
No touching.
All right,
no touching.
Yeah, I saw a article of like a strip club in the States is closed and now they're doing delivery service. Strippers going to front doors.
Really?
I mean, they just haven't heard of being
Did
a
I just hear
girl.
A landline phone ring?
No, it's our Samsung washing machine.
Okay.
And it has annoying, like this bing, ding, 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 ding. It sounds like a Nokia 5210 from back in the day. Sad state at my house, though, boys. It has come a time from this horrific, unprecedented times that. The spa has been emptied.
Completely.
You've done it.
How'd you do it?
Bucket.
Again, really?
Which is even more sad.
With the idea of filling it back up?
Not until we're in a better financial position.
How much is the spa costing to run?
We'll see now, because we've just turned it off. So we'll be able to compare compare April's bill to March's bill and see what the difference, and then we'll give it a live update on the show, obviously.
Okay.
See you how guys reckon around 30 to 50 bucks a day. A month.
A day. That
a month.
Been crazy.
A month, a month, a month.
I mean, in normal times, like 30 to 50 bucks, I'm happy to wear that, even if we use it once a fortnight and then the chemicals on top. But at this time, dude, it's all about just stripping back and getting lean.
What have you guys cut? George, have you cut any of your expenses?
Well, I did the Adobe thing yesterday. That was fun.
Oh, great.
Good boy. Yeah, that was 3 months free Adobe.
Well, did you ask Tommy,
for four?
No,
everyone just asked for three. I think three, they're actually officially giving three.
Okay.
Yeah.
Tommy, you pushed for four.
Well, I thought they would give three. And so I thought, why not ask for four? Because there's a chance they could... say, okay. And so you just highball and they're going to give you what they think. And so I did four. Did you copy that text?
I did, yeah.
Good, because I sent Josh and I said, here's the link and here's the text, copy and paste it into, because we have personal accounts.
Yeah, that's very easy. It was very good. Yeah, there was heaps of people. Have you stopped anything else, George?
Tell them, George, what did you buy on Sunday night?
What did you
buy? What did I get on Sunday night?
Starts with V and ends with B.
Oh, VB.
Yeah. Just got a case of beer in case everything went to lockdown.
Yeah.
That's good. What else?
He got the shittiest beer for the lockdown.
Oh, was it really VB? I was joking.
Yeah, Victoria Bitter.
Oh, that's funny. The Fixation, which is across the road from my place. What's it called when they start doing cans, like these microbreweries do cans? There's a name for it. I could probably say, give me a sec, I'm looking out the window. They're closed. But they started doing cans of drink, and they were out the front sort of trying to get people in to buy, because normally people go in, it's like a beer, you know, place where you sit in.
Yeah. Yeah, right. I mean, dude, it is sad. Like, I drove around today just looking and seeing the effect. There is so... it's probably the first night where we were slightly buzzed from the, you know, Pinot Noir from Aldi, and just mind racing and just thinking about all the people affected, and we kind of went through it. And, you know, it was pretty dark, actually, to think about all of our friends that have businesses, and it's not even it's just the support it gives, even if it's an average business, whatever it is, it's like just supporting the livelihood of, you know, family, of people in their life. And so it got a bit dark.
It's crazy even watching like ScoMo and Albo the other day in Parliament talking about it. And they it just was a big like pump up to the country being like, you know, we can get through this, blah, blah, blah. But it felt pretty genuine. And it gave me that feeling of like, we'll look back on this time and it'll be like, where were you when you heard? It was almost like the apology speech kind of, you know.
I actually, I didn't buy them because I'm trying to cut down costs as well. But I nearly bought a bunch of books. I put them in my cart, all about the Great Depression. I thought lean into this whole everything's fucked, but it would be pretty irresponsible if I feel like if I spent my money on about the hard times, and like it seems a bit counter.
Grace says she's going to the Bottle-O later this morning in case of a lockdown as well.
Mm-hmm. So Hayden Dibb saying that he's bought an audio interface, a case of Mountain Goat, and three bottles of wine. He's ready for lockdown.
Yeah. Mate, Jordan Michaelides, he's cut everything down.
Saving 60% of his income.
Jeez.
Mate, solid effort.
60% of nothing is nothing. It's, I mean, what about the any changes in your behavior that you've noticed? Like for me, I've had these long fingernails, and I usually, Josh, you and I, we just bite to the right length, but we don't, and then you're done, right? You just bite them to the right length, and then you're done. I haven't been biting my nails. Yesterday at the supermarket, this old gronk had the thickest, you know, those gardening rubber gloves? It looks like you could definitely inseminate a cow and not get anything on you. You know what I mean? Like they're real.
Not with your sharp nails.
He did this. He's had these thick gloves. I was like, oh, that's pretty effective. And then he just did this.
Oh, just wiped his face.
Wiped his face.
Not good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I've started to ask people how they're going more.
Oh, that's actually nice.
But I did it this morning. So I was calling a video camera company because we're getting a final bit of gear for our remote setup. And I was just called and said, hey, just making sure I'm able to get this. Like, when's it going to come? Blah, blah, blah. It was all nice. Yeah. He's a little bit prickly, this guy already. And I just said, you could pick it up if you wanted to, or we can drop it. Like, we'll be able to deliver it by Friday, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, perfect. All right. Well, I'll once I get the notification, I'll give you a buzz. It's like, perfect. I was like, oh, how's everything going at your end anyway? Is all right. Nice. Catch up. Bye. Hung up on me.
Did he?
Yeah. And it was like I had that sick feeling where in your throat where it's like someone's just completely rejected you. And I was just, it took me a while to actually the thing that got me out of that little rut was Scooter Derek's comment to 97. So on Instagram we posted the Mr. 97 racking up the expensive SMS bill. And the joke is that he's messaging Grace a lot.
Yeah.
And Grace said, still waiting for that message. mate. 97 wrote back, good banter with a tick.
Then, I'm surprised it wasn't there you go.
Exactly. Well, it's basically that. And then Scooter Derek then says, imagine you in Gone with the Wind. Kiss me, Rhett. Good banter. I think that's pretty funny. Yeah, so that got me in a better mood. It was very funny. Hi, Queen Gronk is joining us as well. Just saying that in the live YouTube.
So you're saying that you're asking people how they're going, which is lovely. What about you, yeah. Dodge?
Probably just been walking.
I mean, stealing way more.
Yeah, like just avoiding public transport at all costs and not touching anything. Just being, I mean, just the obvious stuff. Washing my hands. Being
how good is washing your hands? I'm absolutely, like, I was getting the bubbles going like crazy because I just. Like I said the other day, wet your hands first before you do the soap and you get real sort of movement. It's fantastic. Mm. Really enjoying it.
Sevs, what about you, mate? I mean, knocking back chicks is what you do Grace quite says, often, so that's not new.
Grace says in the live chat, love getting rejected by Mr. 97.
Yeah.
It's, so Sevs, what are you doing?
Yeah, I mean, the washing hands stuff. I think the news as well. Like, I never really look at the news. It's always The Verge.
Which is a technology. But now I'm going on to, like...
Yeah. Yeah, but now I'm going on to, like, news... not news.com.au, ABC. Mm-hmm. And it's going to appear in my screen time, the amount of times that I've gone on it.
Yeah, I've been on it. That was me. Well.
Last week it was news.com.au. Yesterday I actually had less based on having Bodhi with me. Let's check screen time just quickly.
Okay, little screen time from for yesterday.
Yeah, everyone on the live on YouTube, check your screen time right now and let's just go yesterday. And so
Let's set see who's screen time. The winner. Oh yeah, yesterday was good.
Good day for you?
Yeah, real good day.
Daily average, see all activity and then
so
go
you just
day.
Want to go on the where it has the graph.
Oh, God.
And okay, who wants to go first?
Swipe.
Dodge.
Far out.
You go first. Wait, what did
wait,
you
how
get?
How do you get to per day? Sorry.
So you
I can get see today.
Yeah. And then
last
you,
7 days.
See how you've got the little graph, the what's that, bar graph?
So
and if you just click on the day, it'll tell
Monday.
You.
And swipe across like you're on Tinder.
Oh, geez, we're asking.
Swipe
for the other.
Swipe to yesterday.
Yeah.
You want to know mine?
Yeah.
I think we do that while George works out how to use his phone.
Yeah. God. All right. Go. 7 hours and 6 minutes.
Ooh, that's soft.
That was yesterday. I to be fair, Bodhi was on YouTube because I wasn't on YouTube for 2 hours and 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, that's fair. What, Sevs, what did you get?
I'm only on 5 hours and 23 minutes.
For yesterday? Yeah. Okay. And then Don?
Previous day was 7:54.
Okay.
This is total, right? We're not talking about individual apps.
No, we can drill down after that.
All right. 4 hours, 6 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm 7 hours, 54 minutes. Yes, sir.
Yeah. Winner.
3 hours, 35 minutes on Instagram. There's not that much happening on Instagram. I've just got to stop that habit.
Yeah, there isn't. I mean, how can you be flaunting your life at this point? Like, all comms around, here's how fucking sick my life is down the drain.
Grace is up at 7 hours and 12 minutes. Yeah. Harry is up at 7 hours and 19 minutes.
Nice. I've been beaten by both Grace and Harry. Appreciate that.
The real
Gemma Watts.
Bit,
I want to know what hers is.
Gemma Watts, yeah. What is she at? The really fucked up bit is looking at the today's graph. I'm already at 3 hours, 41 minutes. And if you have a look at 3 a.m., I spent like 45 minutes on my phone because I got I got woken up by a junkie who was screaming out the front. He was like having a fight with his backpack. And
was there a raccoon in it? What was
that? No, it was just like, but I was waiting for him to like smash a window or something. But
Harry spent 4 hours and 5 minutes on TikTok.
That's outrageous.
I need to get TikTok. So, I reckon.
No,
definitely not.
Dude. And so what did you consume at 3 a.m. because I think that's probably quite common at the moment. You're waking up and thinking and wanting to sort of check your phone.
It was hard to I can't actually work out how to drill down on that specific time, but from memory it was all the news stuff. So I was looking at New York Times, news.com.au. The interesting thing. Yeah, go on.
I was just going to say, any takeaways from the US?
Yeah, so I was watching all of the Trump does this like long 2-hour live stream every morning, Melbourne time, around 9 a.m. And an interesting thing about him, did you know that he's a germaphobe?
Trump is, wow.
Yeah, and so he said that he only started shaking people's hands after he became president. Oh, sorry, after he became a politician. So he never used to shake people's hands.
Hmm. I mean, he had the intel early days, but...
That's pretty crazy, isn't it? Yeah. How is this going to change? Because I've spoken at length of my weirdness around, do I hug, handshake, kiss? Mm. Are we just cancelling kisses?
Oh, yeah.
For the Until 2021.
Yeah. Well, the problem, imagine we could knock out the whole PR industry, just that, you know, double kiss, a bit of corona. So I know, I think I'm happy with just a little wave and seen as, you know, helping people out.
I'm all good with that.
Did you see that the UK and Germany are now, the ban is 2 people or less?
What does that mean? Yeah,
like you can't walk in a group of 2 on the street.
Really?
Yeah. More than 2.
More than 2.
Even if you're a family? What if you're a family?
I think you've got to be like, I don't
separated.
Know, 20 metres apart or something.
Well, the UK have done their full lockdown and that you can exercise once a day outside. Mm-hmm. So going for a ride, run, whatever it is. But you can't be with anyone outside of direct family members.
Can we transfer our exercise credits? Because I'm happy to send some your way, boys. If you want an extra session during the day, I'm happy to swap you.
I've done a few push-ups in the office.
Have you?
Really?
Yeah. I did 2 sets of 20 yesterday.
Oh, is this good. A tiny habit?
Yeah, tiny habit.
Yeah.
That there I just have started been some of those yesterday. Challenges. There are some of those challenges that have been coming online, and I feel like we're going to get more of it. And it's going to get old very quickly, which is, I challenge Tommy to plank for 1 minute and then go fuck himself, you know?
Sevs, you've got a life hack for us. Mr. Hemsworth.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no. So Chris Hemsworth has an app called Center Fit. And it's pretty much the same as Keep It Cleaner, but it's got a bunch of like body weight exercises, meditation, nutrition stuff, recipes. It's pretty good, but they got a 6-week free trial, which I signed up to.
Oh, so. That's good.
I saw him talk about it. I mean, that's a win. Yeah. Get you through this next bit with a thirst trap.
Jordan Michaelides on YouTube Lives asking, where are all your heads on timelines for this? You think this is 2 to 3 or 6 months? What do you want to achieve during the period if it's a minimum of 2 months?
I definitely don't think it's 2 months.
I think it's 6.
A minimum. I was like, look at September, my birthday month. That's like start of spring, 6 months away. 6 months away.
Like, so you think that they're going to try and get it ready before your birthday month? Is that what you're saying?
I reckon, yeah. Yeah, I think they'll know that I've got an iPhone 11 and they'll say, this guy needs to celebrate his birthday, mate. I couldn't care about celebrating anything right now in terms of like the old way. Mm. I'm enjoying being here and I feel like I'm getting what I get out of hanging out with everyone when through Zoom, through this new style. But yes, 6 months. Think about we're going into winter. It's
pumped to a long hoodie and shit, like just fucking real get cozy.
Definitely.
There's a long time ahead, I think. Because I said it to you, JJ, this morning. We won't feel you're not seeing the impact of businesses this week, next week. Mm-hmm. You are already, and it's substantial, but you're not seeing the full impact to businesses that you will in 2 months, 2 weeks even. Like, it's going to change, man. It's, yeah. I mean, what do they say? 2 million Australians will be unemployed.
It's crazy.
There's a lot going on in the comments. I think 97 smiling. Sev's read it out. What are they saying in the comments?
Gemma said, love getting rejected by Mr. 97 in quotation marks. Excuse me, Grace. And then Gemma said, I'm offended by Sev's rejecting you. I'm rooting for you. I'm team Grace.
Yeah. It wasn't Grace meant to said, be a rejection.
Thanks, Gem. Distance makes the heart grow fonder, I guess.
Yeah.
What's the challenge for you, Seb?
What's the biggest challenge at the moment?
I don't know. Everything's just a bit confusing. Like, just with everything that's going on, it's all a bit full on.
Are you one of those people though, that are using the coronavirus for shit that was already
as an out? Yeah.
Yeah.
The business was already broken, bro.
I forgot that you were an A grade data before coronavirus, and now it's shut you down.
It's just got No, it's so annoying.
Glyn says biggest challenge equals getting anyone to visit the basement for lockdown. It's a beautiful basement though.
Yeah.
Glyn said once they're in, which you should see 97's lighting set up in the evening. It was quite gloomy.
All the lights were off and I just had a tiny little light in the background set to red and it looked like a bit of a dungeon.
Yeah.
No, it is.
A bit of a weird vibe.
It's a cozy dungeon though, Seps.
George, how much are you thinking about the future?
A bit. I was walking down the street the other day. I was just like trying to be more present in this crazy, crazy time. Just that it's the start of who knows what's going to happen in the next few months, and just being aware of it. And if you're busy, being grateful that you've got stuff to do. Mm-hmm. And when we first went into, when they were going to go into lockdown, Dad called me and he's like, he literally said the words, you should just check New Start, see what's... I was like, never thought I'd be hearing him say that, but... Yeah. So, who knows? Who knows what's going to happen?
Yeah, it's like, it's the equivalent of your dad saying, it's time to get on the dole.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Like, times are tough.
I feel like you're wearing the classic New Start outfit, that perfect holiday jumper. You love TV, you love watching it, but then also... You've got the collared shirt because you're ready for business. It's a new start, you know. You need to look serious for the Centrelink officer, you know. Is there like, a tie under there, you know?
Looking at the line at Centrelink today, hundreds and hundreds of people. I saw a guy that I knew in the line, but I was looking at the faces of people in there. And it is, they said yesterday on the news, it's reminiscent of the Great Depression time, you know, and they're not in the line because they're in a great situation. And when you, it is sad.
Well, the thing is, the people in those lines are the ones that have actually like never been on Centrelink before.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They're all people who've been working their whole lives and now they have to sign up because everyone who's already on Centrelink will just get the money.
I did hear today that they've passed some kind of power down that you can now do it all over the phone. So all those people in line didn't have to be in line.
It's a bit of it's not great at the height of a pandemic to have 400 people huddling around a building. I should have thought about that.
It's mind blowing. It's fucking ridiculous. And a lot of them were not 1.5 meters away, just one maybe.
You're a real bitch sometimes, just fucking hanging out at Centrelink, just making sure they're far enough apart. They don't have a job. TJ, give them a break. Take them a photo and do a bit of a public. I actually saw that on news.com.au. They had photos, long lens photos of people drinking beer in public, like in sort of like licensed venues, and it was sort of, and people food courts, and they were sort of saying people aren't taking this seriously. Could you imagine if you made the paper for that?
Oh, I mean, yeah, it is full on, because I saw these people, and they just look like, you know, your average worker works at an agency, but and just got done eating a banh mi roll sitting down at Westfield, and you've been outed as this absolute gronk, just mid mouthful of pork,
you know? Working long hours, just trying to, you know, set up everything before it's all in lockdown, and he's.
But I think there's. What about your ego getting in check here? Like, I feel like, as fucked as it is, I've always thought, nah, I'm not too good for Centrelink, but I'm like, I'll fucking work it out some other way. And that mindset isn't helpful in this time where, for most and for a lot, there isn't another way. Mm. And so what does it look like to have nothing and have to ask for a handout? And I think that's a challenging thing for a lot of people, because there's a lot of proud individuals, and I'm probably one of them, right? It's like, I could go and work somewhere, you know, but it's not the case. And so there is a confronting of ego for a lot of people that's going to have to go down.
Mm. Yeah. It's like people in hospitality mainly, I think, working at bars and stuff, that will literally have no work for the next 6 months. And they might not know anything else.
I remember I told you, going from working in radio to working at a cafe in Bondi. You feel this, you understand it's like, it's all ego. It's like feeling embarrassed if you're spotted by someone, you know, like, because you're so tied up in what your role means and the status it gives you, and you're seeing the step down in status that you observe it. Not saying it is that, right? But because it's all manifested, it's all made up in our heads about where we sit in this, because that's
the most obvious it's ever been right now, where the shit, think it's all secure and important, where those jobs are being made redundant.
And I said to Mace this morning, I think about the mental health of a lot of individuals that may have struggled with their mental health, but had a band-aid on it, which was career and salary. And when you rip that off and you're faced with the difficulties inside of your own brain, inside of your own mind, and you're confronting that and that collision with mental health, you know, band-aid ripped off with mental health colliding, and what that looks like.
Emily Wong on YouTube Live saying, confronting the ego was made marginally easier when somebody said to me, you paid tax before this, you'll pay it after, get what you're entitled to because it is rough.
Is that George's dad?
Sounds like a similar sentiment. It makes sense when you think about tax and the you know, all the stuff that we do with the ATO. This is what this is what it's used for.
Yeah.
When I went to the post office, I got a package, and it said the Bookroom Collective on it.
And hey,
George's mum gave me a book, and so I'll read. I'm not very good at reading cursive, but she said, "Thought
can
of
we
this."
Get, sorry, this, can we just get a George? What's your mum's handwriting like? Because my dad's is absolutely shit ass.
Yeah, mum's is hard to read.
It looks like she's a doctor. So I'll read it as best I can. Should I? Yeah, okay.
Yeah, go for it.
Thought of this book after last Friday's podcast. Hope things settle in with the difficulties of this and we can adjust and have a life. Kaz. There's a couple of words I couldn't read.
Beautiful.
But sounds broken English with the way Josh translated it.
So the book is Unlikely Friendships. So this was about, remember I said about Matt Diavella posting the monkey playing with the cat?
Yeah.
And so that's, I feel like you don't remember that.
No, you but I think I mentioned at the same time. No, I don't think you mentioned that on the podcast. I mentioned at some point on the podcast recently about.
You want the book.
I absolutely. I got the book. I mentioned that I went like YouTube, just like obsessed with Amy and I were like unlikely pet friendships. And there's a whole like doco series about like a pig and a duck that are best buddies and they cuddle up together. And
it doesn't say Josh on it, so maybe it is for you.
I don't remember you mentioning it.
You've got stuff.
I mentioned the Diavella thing.
I don't think you did. I don't think you did.
Oh, this is a nightmare.
Kaz, I'm embarrassed. Who did you send it to?
I don't want to hear.
No, she actually said, I've got a book for Josh, but if he's already got it, maybe Tommy will like it.
Okay, great. Okay, good.
I mean, it's nice. What a compliment to ask. What a compliment to say if he's already got it.
Yeah.
I've got my library collection is significant.
It's Grace's mum's favourite book. How cute.
No, it is such a great book. No,
you know what?
I won't argue, but I did. Can you bring it up, Sevs, in Otter, just and send it to TJ? I talked about Diavella posting on Instagram.
Do you remember roughly which episode was it?
I don't know.
Friday.
Because I think it was Friday. Then we started talking about if you guys were animals, what animals would you be? I think it was that episode.
And so was it me, Wayne. George? Because I just feel like I'm being gaslighted about this.
No, you might have. I just can't remember you mentioning Diavella, and I don't remember seeing the post. So
if you're just going to put it on your bookshelf, maybe give it to Tommy.
Yeah, please. It is. I mean, I haven't read a book in years, but
it's a picture book. Like it's got a lot of photos.
Yeah, I mean, that's where you start. That's where you start. Okay.
Okay, well, if you want it, you can have it.
I do feel that. Thanks for the support, Kaz. Really appreciate it.
How's the Adventure Club going, by the way, TJ? Any updates?
Oh, I made the formal.
You've gone into
other than personal adventures. Like I see the Bodhi and I going on a stick hunt as something that is a little adventure for us. Mm-hmm. But I made the formal announcement that it's unprecedented times and it's...
No, I get it. You're a stick hunter.
It's like my dating.
Shut it down for the next...
Yeah, lockdown. Sevs is in lockdown. Complete lockdown.
Yeah. Adventure Club went to see the line at... What do you call it? Centrelink. That was an adventure. I did think about that, like the Adventure Club, whether there could be, it involves some sort of tech.
It's all like, trails.
Having a camera, like a live, so it's just like a walk, not a walk, but like if we're going, Bodhi and I are going, how could I, so drones, you can fly them and then stream it to a page, to a Facebook page. And I was like, what can I?
You could use your iPhone 11.
Yeah, I could use my iPhone 11. Thanks for that. And I could live stream an adventure Bodhi and I go on to the Facebook group or something like that. That could work. So it's, just a thought.
No, but, I like it. It's great. Life hack stuff, any updates from Sebs?
I mean, the SMS thing is annoying, to be honest.
It's costing too much. Are we going to incorporate a WhatsApp?
I think maybe email just to start, just to get it rolling. I found out last night that I actually can't send international SMSs.
Oh, that's annoying.
So,
how about this? Ask this SMS company.
I'm actually done.
Can you just say we're going through hard times at the moment?
No, can we get three months free? No. This is the one that he's had. Definitely not.
Why don't we just use your number?
Yeah, that's not a bad. And then I can actually message Grace.
Yeah,
yeah,
she'd love that.
Yeah.
Would you love that? You would actually love that.
Messaging, I'd like to message Grace,
mate. You can do it. No, Grace isn't stopping.
What
you.
Is the? Yeah, what's the?
Can you shoot what's my
the real
number?
Challenge? Can what's the real it? Challenge? No, Sevs needs to do this on his own.
No, I was just saying I can shoot her a text.
No. Why do you need to send her a text? Because what's wrong, TJ?
I can hear my son screaming upstairs, and
I can hear him as
well. Can you hear that? Yeah. Hang on, I'll be back.
Okay, we can just end the show anyway. Okay, it's a daily talk show. If you enjoy the show, you can live stream us. We're going to be Sevs. Do we have a better idea on what are people saying? When do they want us to live stream?
So a lot of them have been between sort of like. like in the morning, 10 o'clock, and then later at night. I know Leah said 8 p.m. when the kids are asleep, or mm-hmm. midday while they're down for the nap.
Mm-hmm. The other thing,
I think,
isn't the time changing? Are we about to get out of daylight savings?
Yeah, not sure.
And so that's going to change, isn't it? Daylight savings, saving, change. Let's have a look.
I think we just passed the I don't know. We passed one of the things where it's like the longest day or shortest day or whatever. I don't know.
April 5.
March 8. Okay. I mean, but it's not going to, it's okay. It's only going to affect international people, Brisbane.
But we should probably dial in the time consider based that on this. Yeah. Anyway. Yeah, yeah. All right. If you enjoyed the show, you can leave us a podcast review at Apple Podcasts. You can still become a VIP Gronk as well. Go to thedailytalkshow.com/Gronks. Anything else, guys, before we go?
Yeah, just quickly, we got a review from Nicola 95. A bit late to take hashtag Gronk Squad, but I'm leaning in. 5 stars, boys.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for the review. Nice. CJ, we're all done.
All done, mate. I was just going to say, anyone who's listening at the moment or on the live feed, if you're getting value out of this, maybe share it with a friend and tell them what's going down. I feel like we're really building out like the community. It's bringing us all together. Like I even feel thinking about Dodge in the office. We're all sort of all a part of this. Like we're building the team because we're all fucked at the moment. Yeah. Like it's all hard times.
It's we're all going to die.
Not even fucked as in health wise. I'm just like, I mean, we're all in big trouble.
Everything else.
we're all in big trouble. And it's actually feels better when you're with people all in trouble. Like there is something about, it's so basic, but how
if you're drowning, you try and grab the nearest person, pull them all their head down. Come on, guys, I'm drowning! Quick, everyone, try away.
Drowning together is better than drowning alone. I think you could all agree with.
It's a beautiful sentiment. It's a beautiful sense of community. That you know,
going out of business is better when we're all going out of business.
I never expected that the show would become a massive suicide pact. But
no, that's horrible. But in saying that, it's like what would help us is by just sharing the message about what we're doing over here at the Daily Talk Show. So it all helps.
And we also, I was thinking if you're seeing anyone, Brie mentioned this to me, she was like, oh, some businesses are doing some cool stuff. You should highlight it in some way. If you are a business owner or you're doing something cool and you want a spotlight, send us an email, hi@thedailytalkshow.com, and we can talk about it and do cool shit around it. Anyway, enjoy the rest of your day, guys, and we'll see you tomorrow.
See you guys.